Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, members of the gallery, to this meeting of the Infrastructure Works and Development Committee. Before we get off, I need to advise all persons in attendance that it's council policy to record council meetings in accordance with council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise the relevant council officer. Thank you, and I welcome along councillors Rockcliffe, Milbourne and Alexio to this meeting, not members of the committee. And I'll call for any apologies. There will be no apologies because we're all here. I'll call for declarations of interest. Nil, very good. Okay, we'll go straight on to public question time. If the member of the gallery would like to ask a question, please step forward, state your name and address, and ask your question. Thank you.
I'm Christopher Mills, 52 Caroline Street. I have one question. At a previous infrastructure and works meeting on the 9th of December, page 145 of the minutes, item 6.1, it was reported that 7 trees were removed at 54 Caroline Street. The fact that the trees were stabilising a declared landslip zone is omitted from that report. To be clear to staff and elected members and the microphone man, a landslip zone is declared by the Parliament of Tasmania as being a hazardous area. There are a number of homes situated within this hazardous area, all of which are now affected by the removal of these trees. I have a letter from the General Manager, Paul West, dated 28th August 2017, that leaves no doubt. Quote, Council is aware that the removal of these trees may cause some destabilisation of the land. I have primary evidence that the Coordinator of Parks and Reserves, in an internal document, described this hazardous area as, quote, a park. He did not inform the affected residents that this row of 7 trees were going to be felled, and that as a result their homes are all now at increased risk of landslip. Yes, some residents did oppose the removal of these trees.
I just need to ask you to get to the question, Mr. Mills.
Yes.
And if you haven't asked this question before, that is.
I haven't asked this question
you
before.
Asked this, okay. Please proceed to the question.
Right. All right, if you require that, I'll go straight to the question. In view of the above, council and adjacent residents have a common need for long-term stability of the slope. As opinions from this council so far have come from unqualified persons, it would be appropriate now, would it not, for council to commission a consultant engineer to conduct an on-site geotechnical investigation and to provide a report on the slope stability.
We'll take that on notice, Mr. Mills. Yes. If we could have a copy of that, please, and we'll respond in writing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number 4, which is a tender report, only doesn't require resolution, so we'll go straight on to item 5.1. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Murphy, thank you. Councillor Jarman.
It's all there, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Merely procedural, nothing further.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers on the matter? I'll ask Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.2, do I have a mover, please?
What page is that on?
Page
36. So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman.
Happy to second that.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Jarman.
Yes, a very necessary meeting and committee that we have. They do a very good job, and I know that they're working hard to foresee the future, which is not always easy, so they do a good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mr Chairman. Just want to, it's probably in the minutes and I've, or the notes, and I've missed it, but when we had a flu virus some years ago, we were using the East Devonport Rec Centre as our main isolation area, I think I could say. Is that still, can I ask, is that still through this committee that that's where it is? If, let's just say, anything was to happen tomorrow with this virus that's running around at the moment, is that the building that we would be using? I presume the Mayor. I could put that question to the Mayor. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
If the Mayor would like to respond.
Thank you. We currently have two venues that are available for emergency situations such as this. One is the Eastern Port Rec Centre and Maidstone Park is the other, depending on what the emergency is. In the flooding of 2016, we found that the access to the recreation centre was flooded, so it forced us to look at a second option. So it depends what the emergency is, but we have the two options.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? I'll ask Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Straight on to item 5.3. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy.
Second.
Seconder?
Second.
Councillor Jarman, thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Very good report, as per usual. Again, merely administrative.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman?
Just a question through you, probably through to Ms Lunson.
Sure.
Action 6 and 7, and probably Action 8 as well, on page 61. I know the report's coming about the signage that we're looking at, a report that's being done about that. Are we looking at, would it be considering signage on those two overpasses? Do you know, or do I have to wait for the report, maybe?
Through the chair. I can answer that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we've got a workshop scheduled for the, I think it's the 3rd of March, to go through the entrance markers and the signage coming into the city.
Excellent.
So
thank
we'll
you.
Cover that at that point.
That's all I'll need. Thank you. Nothing further.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? Councillor Hollister.
The picture on Action 7. Coming over the bridge to come into Devonport into Formby Road. We've got 7,200 odd movements. Is there a period of time as to when, you know, that capacity is getting fairly full now, or to come to go under the bridge and then to go up over East Devonport? You can only stack so many cars there. You know, I think there are capacity now. There are hold ups at times. You'll see traffic backed up to there, and then they'll be all lined up on the other side, the southern side of that, whatever you want to call it, the you know, exit off the bridge there. So the question is you know, is there going to be a change of infrastructure there in the future? No doubt it's going to be required.
Refer that to Mr Williams, if I could.
Through you, Chair. We really counted the traffic, or got the traffic data, just in terms of total numbers for this exercise, just to compare one ramp to another ramp, really. We haven't gone into any more detail in terms of times of day and peaks and capacity and things like that, but I am aware that off-ramp at Formby Road does fill up from time to time and does clash with the other people trying to get on and head towards East Devonport as well. So it is something that we'll need to monitor, but it's not something that we've analysed as part of this report. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just a quick question, Mr Chairman.
Sure.
To Mr Atkins, you just make sure I've got the date right. You said the workshop on the 3rd of March, was that right, for signage? Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis.
With the QR codes, can I ask, is there a way of tracking who's using them or anyone is using them?
Mr Williams is putting his hand up again.
Through you, Mr Chair. Yes, there are data. There is data that's available on the number of users. It's very low at the moment, but I expect that depending on where we put them, we could get more more hits.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
No? The ayes have it. Thank you. Okay, we'll go on to item 5.4. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Jarman.
Yeah, I do take note that this was a notice of motion and the report that comes through is very thorough and gives us every reason why we're not going ahead with this at the moment. It's certainly not forever. It's certainly just at the time it's not suitable. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
I agree. Nothing further.
Thank you. Any further speakers? I'll just say... just in relation to the Wood Rising area as a whole, I think we probably need to consider some of the, well, there's quite a bit of detailed information in that report, some of that information during our budget deliberations. I'm sure some of it will come up because there is a lot of interest in the area and a lot of people out there asking questions of us. So let's look at it a little bit more closely when we need to. So I just thought I'd raise that. Thank you. All right. Councillor Jarman to close.
Thank you. Yeah, look, and I take note of what you're saying there, Councillor Perry. I think the whole point is it's a growing area. Now we've got the country club there, the bowls club. There's a lot of people using that area over just that side, let alone school. It's one of our major areas of interest. So I think the whole plan needs to be looked at for the future and how we're going to make it better. I actually got a phone call this afternoon, someone asking me, can we put a road through from the country club through the back of Sprayton? And I thought that was really funny, because obviously people are a bit concerned about how busy that road's getting, which is great. Yeah. It means that suburb's thriving and it's going well, so we're just going to have to make some major changes and do them very cleverly. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, with that closing, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
No, the ayes have it. Thank you. Item 6.1, do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
You do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing really to add, except it was good to see there was no claims internally or externally this month, so well done to all the teams that made that happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
The parking meter, is this just something that's quite regular that's been stolen? Because this is the second time that I've noticed in these reports in a 12-month period that parking meters seem to be stolen. Is there something we can do potentially, and where was it stolen from? Can I ask?
Sure.
Could we replace it with the one that's out in front of the car park that's out here? Just as an idea.
Going there.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. Just a question, Ree, the new litter offences. I mean, let's not be an idiot and just don't litter, but people do. Can we get this published in The Advocate so people know about these fines to the General Manager through the Chair? Is it something we could publicise really well? So that we can literally say, this is what you're going to get fined if you get caught? Good publicity?
Yeah, through the Chair, we can have a look at what we might be able to do in that space.
Yeah. I just think it'd be really clever of us. There is a lot of people dumping. They don't like going to the tip. They don't like paying. They complain about this all the time. And we've got some beautiful areas, you know, in reserves and back lanes and things that people are dumping rubbish because they're just being lazy and mongrels. So I think perhaps if we publicise this and told them that, you know, and dob in an idiot you know, maybe we could get people to start really watching and seeing what's going on, and maybe we could up the fines and put that money towards a good cause if we had lots of fines. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Any further speakers? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
No? The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 6.2. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, the Infrastructure and the Works Department have been very busy. Again, I think the Stewart Street roundabout is coming on quite nicely and it seems to be working okay. So looking forward to that being completed. Other than that, nothing further.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just say to that that it's great. I love seeing things dug up and things happening around the city. It means that we can still afford to do it. It's all good. We're very conscious of our role here at Council. Must say the path renewal through Merribings Wetlands looks fantastic too. So congratulations to the team, Mike and his team, for what they've done there. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? Councillor Hollister.
Item 6.2, the rebuilding of Stewart Street down by the old Tech College. We seem to have narrowed the road, pavement itself. I'm in and out of there quite a bit of work, and almost as if people will struggle to park both sides in the future, I reckon. So is it a calming effect or something?
Which item was that? Councillor Hollister, 6.2?
6.2, the rebuilding of Stewart Street between Gunn and William.
Right. So that's not quite where I am, but I can't see that as
102. It's 102. Right. Yeah. And it's 1.7, which is at the bottom of the page.
Oh, okay. Yep, okay. Thank you.
So, why is it?
Yeah, through the chair, I guess there's still provision for parking on both sides, but the road has narrowed up from what it was. That does provide a traffic calming benefit, but it also, I think if you remember on the northern side of that street, there were some issues there with some of the driveways, and we got a better alignment by moving the curb out. There was some quite steep driveways on that section, and bringing that across helped in getting some of the levels right.
Thank you.
If Mike wanted to add to that.
Thanks, Councillor Hollister. Any further speakers? Councillor Murphy to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
No. The ayes have it. Thank you. And 5:49, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you for coming.